It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
Okay, this was so embarrassing, but I mean, I'll get through it. But I want to hear from you at 317-239-1009. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, but if you ever accidentally texted someone, just anything, maybe it was words you didn't mean to say, maybe it was an actual picture that was not meant for that person to receive, or maybe it came to you. I want to hear from you on that one. It could even be a message, too. But in my case, Alex, it was a text message.
What happened with you?
So we got our landlord, and I really like our landlord, Ben. I won't get all of his information, but the house that we're renting is just incredible. I hope one day we could buy it. I really, really like it. My wife's happy with it. And we're just going back and forth talking about stuff. I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't have a weed whacker. Can I borrow your weed whacker? I want to clean up the fence where the grass is growing. And just stuff like that, going back and forth. Like, sure, I'll be there this time. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to my wife about something that I'm not embarrassed. I'm a hairy dude, okay? And, like, I manscape sometimes and groom. And, like, I'm not like a gorilla, but kind of. Like, my back's a little bit.
I'm not a gorilla, but kind of.
And my back's a little bit hairy. And there's something I saw online, and now there's an updated version of it. It's something out there, by the way, ladies. Your guy might want this for the holidays or for a birthday gift, so keep it in mind. It's called the back blade.
Okay.
And it's for, like, guys. Like, you could do it wet or dry.
Is this a as seen on TV thing? It sounds like it would be.
I think it was almost like a Kickstarter. I don't know, but it's online. Like, you can get it on Amazon. But I think it's spelled like BAK blade or something like that. But for your back. But it's just like a long, almost like back scratcher, but it'll get all the hair. Because I'm a hairy guy. And, like, I feel so awkward having my wife groom me. So I meant to text my wife, Lindsay, but I also was just in a conversation with my landlord and Lindsay. So they were like back to back. It said Lindsay on both of them.
Oh,
front.
No. Oh, no.
So I text. I'm like, and I put, like, hey, babe, you know, like, can't wait to see you later tonight when you get home. Like, hey, did you order that back blade for me yet?
Oh, no.
And then my landlord responds. He's like, I don't think this text was meant for me, but what's the back blade?
Oh, my gosh. That is so awkward.
And then I was like, oh, it's just something to help my back out. But I spelled it the exact way. He's like, wait, is it this? He actually Googled back blade.
How embarrassing.
And he sent me a photo of, like, the back hair remover thing.
I'm like, why was he still participating in the conversation? I mean, obviously, it was only meant for Lindsay.
I think he's joking. Like, he's just poking fun. And I'm cool, but God, talk about embarrassing. My landlord now knows that I'm trying to have my wife Amazon Express or whatever, Amazon Prime me a back shaver.
Dude.
Thing to get rid of all my man fur and just my hairiness. 317-239-1009 for Joe Wants to Know today. Tell us about your accidental text message or something you got or received. You're like, oh my God, what happened here? Hey, Joe and Alex Show, who is this?
Hi, this is Maisha.
Hey, did you get in trouble with the back shaver too?
No, I had a different story. That's a really embarrassing, and I still cringe to this day when I think about it.
Ooh, let's cringe with you. What happened?
So I liked a guy in college during my first year, and I didn't have the guts to talk to him. So my friend and I, she was like, okay, it was finals time, and she was like, text him, like, you know, good luck, and pretend like you sent it to all your, like, classmates in the class. And, like, we were acquaintances, but we weren't really close friends.
Yeah.
So I texted him, just him, but I acted like it was a very generic text, like, good luck, everyone, on your exam, and blah, blah, blah. And then I wanted to reply back to her to let her know, but instead I texted back at him, and I was like, okay, I texted him this, what do you think? And instead of to my friend, I texted him, and he was like, what? And, oh, my gosh, I could not look at him after that. I just avoided him for the whole, like, 4 years of my college.
Wait, so it never had a happy ending?
Well, he was like, what do you mean? I was like, sorry, I don't know what that was about. I made some bullshit up. I don't know what I said exactly after that. But, no, we never, went back.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate your call. 317-239-1009. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, and we'll get to some of those calls in just 1 second. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
Leslie.
Hey, what's up? Did you have an accidental text or message that you sent or got from somebody?
Yes, it's very embarrassing.
All right, what happened?
I was sending a picture, and I sent it to my mom instead of my boyfriend.
Appropriately,
what,
like,
was
keep
the
it clean.
Of?
What was the picture of that you meant to send to your boyfriend? I have some ideas, but what was it?
A picture of me, just a normal picture. Nothing bad.
Well, then what's
the
big
what's
deal?
So embarrassing?
Oh, it was embarrassing.
Okay, whatever you say.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed. I thought you'd be like, oh, I was naked.
Yeah, what?
That would be weird. Your parents, nothing wrong with them seeing you as a baby naked, but I don't want my mom to see my little dingle dangle anymore.
I accidentally Snapchatted a photo of me in the bathtub to someone that worked at my old radio station company, the corporate office.
Was so it like that a sexy pic? Like you meant to send it to somebody else?
It wasn't sexy. Like, I don't ever send stuff like that because I'm terrified of it leaking or something, so I've never done that. But it was just my legs in the bathtub, so it was still awkward because, like, you know I'm naked if I'm in the bathtub. So that
were
was
weird. Like, were they like unshaven, like somebody was into like hairy legs? You're like, hey, look at these.
No, it's just like I was supposed to send it to my girlfriend, like girls' night in, you know, and then yeah. I accidentally clicked his name because her name started with the same letter. Mm-hmm. Snapchat is so like it just creates so much anxiety for me because I'm always paranoid I'm gonna send something weird to somebody that I don't really talk to.
Yeah, when I said noons on Snapchat, I always send somebody else's. That way it's not mine.
So then I texted him personally and I said, do not open that snap, and then of course he immediately opened
that
it.
Snap.
So he, like, made fun of me for that. So good thing we work in radio and it's not like I'm a teacher or something, you know, because radio people are so laid back and we don't really get in trouble for a lot of stuff.
Live the Web Girl, what's up?
My cousin accidentally sent a picture of her boobs to her stepmom that she's not very close with. They have, like, a weird relationship and she was hammered and meant to send it to a guy
sent it to her stepmom.
Oh, my
like
gosh.
What
did she say? Did she respond?
She just said, I don't think this was for me, .. Because it was at like 2 o'clock in the morning, too.
Oh, yep. Man. Booby call.
Why am I never getting like booby snaps? Do I need to give out my Snapchat handle? You know what will happen? I'll get a bunch of wieners, so I won't do that one. But you can snap us Radio Now 1009. No nudes, though, please. Unless you're a lady. All right, 317-239-1009. We will continue Joe Wants to Know. Tell us about your accidental text message.